Chapter 1. Danger in the Library. A rock shattered on the sidewalk 3 inches in front of Louis La Souris.
"Get out of here!" a man shouted. "Next time I won't miss!"
He clapped his hands.
"Shoo!"
Louis, frozen place, whiskers trembling and eyes opened wide. He had been daydreaming about playing soccer as he trotted down the sidewalk toward the Marseille Public Library. He should have been paying better attention. Animals and humans could speak with each other, of course, but Louis's mother said it was safer not to.
"Humans are too unpredictable," she warned. "A lot of them are nice enough, but some of them hate mice."
This man was obviously one of the haters, but Louis was mad now. He forgot about his mother's advice.
"Why should I get out of here?"
the man sneered.
"Why? Because you're vermin. You're just a mouse. You're nothing."
Louis clenched his paws.
"I'm not nothing. I'm somebody."
The man snorted and stomped away.
"I'm somebody," Louis yelled again.
"And you're a dope,"
he added under his breath. His face was hot with anger. Louis sprinted the rest of the way to the library.
"In fact," Louis thought, "I'm not just any somebody. I'm somebody who's going to be the first mouse soccer player in the history of the world."
Louis squeezed under the door. The library was closed this late at night. He shook off the raindrops clinging to his beret. He stood still for a moment and breathed in the delightful smell of books. Then he shot across the cool marble floor of the lobby to the magazine room. He shimmied up the leg of a reading table in the sports section. Louis was in luck. An article about the 1982 World Cup tournament was lying open on top of the table. With the newspaper spread out under him, Louis scampered back and forth across the page as he read each line of text. What a team France had back then. What great players. Platini, Giroud, Tigana. He read how France lost to Germany in a penalty kick shootout in the semifinals. Louis groaned. Jingle, clink. What was that? It sounded like jangling keys. Louis lifted his head. A man carrying a mop sprang into the reading room. The janitor. The man yelled, "Et voilà! Now I've got you, you scoundrel!" Louis gasped. He was too shocked to run away.
"I was only reading," he said.
The man wore a name tag over his left breast that read, "Gaston Trudeau."
"I don't care," Gaston said. "I don't allow mice in my library."
Louis was about to say, "It's not your library." But he had no time, because the janitor ran straight at him with the mop raised over his head. Louis jumped off the table all the way to the floor. The impact knocked the wind out of him. The janitor bounded toward him. Gasping for breath, Louis dodged between the man's legs. The janitor turned around fast. The mop came smashing down in an explosion of dust right next to Louis's head. It sounded like a million firecrackers. Louis saw stars. He didn't know where he was anymore. He ran straight up the inside of the janitor's pant leg. The hairs on the man's leg made Louis sneeze. Gaston did a frantic dance, and Louis tumbled back to the floor. The man lifted his foot. Louis saw the huge boot flying right at him. He rolled to his right. The boot came crashing down a half inch from Louis's chest. Louis scrambled under a table. His heart was pounding like mad. The janitor on hands and knees followed him, poking at him with the mop handle.
"Please, calm down," Louis panted.
"I will not calm down," Gaston yelled.
He made a quick thrust with his mop, and Louis felt a flash of pain as the mop handle slammed into his tail, pinning him to the wall. He was trapped.